Certainly
have. I should have shown you a lot more compassion.
Yeah, yesterday you were all chipper and happy and fun and annoying, and I felt like ass and a half. It now appears as though my day and a half long sickness has passed to you, and I do apologize.
I will say that, yes, we have to stop making out on Fridays. Is that what happened? Is that how I got this?
You know, I think we're going by the old premise that we give each other chicken pox, we won't get it again.
Mm-hmm.
But we just seem to be passing sicknesses back and forth to each other.
Yeah, I have a splitting headache and my mouth will not stop watering. Super nauseous. I have a need, like, I have this feeling like, oh, I just want to eat. Which I know just means I'm on the precipice at some point. So I think what'll be fun today for today's show, I have like, I think a mild fever. I can feel it, you know, in the back of your arms where they get a little tingly. So I think for what'll be fun for today's show is, do you want to put an over-under or whatever, how many segments I make it through before I have to run to the old commode?
And give it a 1-2 on the porcelain princess?
Yeah.
I believe in you. Have you had any coffee today?
I have.
Oh, okay. See, that seems to be the accelerant. That was the first thing I had after a day of not eating anything and staying in bed. And right away, I was like, it's coming out both ends.
Well, I had the coffee much earlier in the day. I mean, I was feeling okay until around maybe noon or one. And then it seemed to look a little late to call in and say, hey, can you cover for me? So I figured, well, I'll show up here. It is weird, though, in the COVID era to show up feeling off whatsoever.
Yeah.
Feel like, is HR going to come yell at me? How dare you come in here when you're not feeling 100%?
I had the same exact thing yesterday where Sunday I was going to text the group, you know, Lawless and you and Spencer, and just be like, hey, I'm 50-50 right now. If I'm not better by tomorrow morning, I'm not coming in.
Right.
But I felt just good enough to come in, which isn't great because, you know, we both had a coworker, Carissa, that we used to work with, that would get guilt tripped by various bosses to come in.
Right.
And she would be sick as hell, snotty, touching everything. And then she would get all of us sick.
Right. I hated it.
So it's always been that thing where it's like, don't be an effing martyr and come in when you're sick. But when you're, it's kind of weird when you feel just good enough to where like, I can get through this.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being a martyr. It's pretty clear to me that the feelings that I have right now are everything you described from your weekend.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, clearly I work in a small room with you. Most of the time you and I sit next to one another completely unclothed.
Yeah. Touching.
A lot of people don't know that, do they? That radio personalities have to work naked because of the weird protons in the room.
Yeah, well, not just that, but if you'll recall back in October when we had the week without the AC working in the studio, they still haven't fixed it. So
yeah,
it's just better to be nude.
Anyway, I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I've got whatever you had, and it seems ridiculous just to say, well, I'm worried about you getting it because you had it and you were over it in a hurry, so I'm assuming the same thing will
too
be the case for me.
Like I said, I feel like it's a seasonal thing in a way because the DayQuil got me through the day. NyQuil helped me sleep. But the thing that I feel like helped me kick it was some Benadryl. Like once I took the Benadryl, slept on that, got up, I was a lot better.
I know, but those are all things that just manage symptoms. None of those actually help you with anything. They're not antibiotics or antivirals.
No, I know, but I feel like just doing that and actually resting will kick it for you. I'm telling you, man. Benadryl or a little bit of Tussin. As the saying goes, you'll be fine as wine by tomorrow.
I don't think that's 100% true, but we'll see. I know for a fact it's not going to be the cove. I'm triple up vax. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. I don't have any fun.
True. Well, we'll know if it's truly contagious. If Spenny pops in tomorrow,
Spenny probably
and he's
will.
Sick,
I've got kind of that swirly headache. Anyway, did you want to put you want to put a number on it? How many segments do you think before I have to all of a sudden jump up and run into the restroom?
I'm
going to
say mid 4 o'clock hour, 4:45 ish is when you're going to have to go. I have faith in you. I believe.
I really do think I can. For some reason, the number like 509. 5:11 is popping into my head.
Oh, cool, during one of my talk segments. Yeah, go ahead.
Probably best for all of us, really.
Everyone's going to leave it this time. One last question. If Spency doesn't get sick, Is he going to be all depressed because he's like, well, you guys were both sick and I wasn't? Is he going to feel left out?
Oh, 100% he's going to feel left out. That's the great thing about it.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Today is the greatest because today is National Fast Food Day. Celebrate by filling your guts to the brim with cheap, greasy goodness. Matt, do you know how long fast food has been around?
Well, I would think forever.
It kind of feels like that. It's been a staple of our existence.
I would say for 10,000 years.
Definitely had it since I was a kid. It probably helped the cavemen get through some stuff after wheel and fire was invented, but actually not that long. The term fast food was recognized by the dictionary in 1951.
Oh, well, that's different than how long is fast food. You mean how long is the term?
Well, we're getting to that too. Fast food is considered any meal with low preparation time and served to a customer in a package form. The meal makes for quick dine-in, takeout, or takeaway. Most fast food restaurants offer drive-through service, especially these days. Now, here's when it became more widespread.
Okay.
Before that, following World War One, cars became accessible to Americans and a lot more popular.
The drive-ins.
Advent of the drive-in diner. That's kind of where it got its start. And White Castle is one of the first fast food chains, which started out of an old streetcar body serving only boigas. The food was a hit. And in 1921, they opened their first restaurant, selling burgers for 5 cents a pop.
God, man, I would. Oh, if we could go back to 5 cent burgers, holy crushability!
I would gladly pay you tomorrow for a burger today.
You would still have to take a loan for a 5 cent burger, CJ. Come on, you have to get your stuff together.
Speaking of together, naturally, us boys here on the show, we love us some fast food. So I actually found a few tips to enjoy healthier fast food on National Fast Food Day.
Why don't you just go stick your head in a toilet? What?
Hey, I'm not trying to S on your parade, but I'm just saying if we're going to celebrate Fast Food Day, maybe we need to do it healthier. Here are some tips according to the internet. Choose grilled over fried.
Yeah, why don't you choose bofa?
Hey, why don't you order a salad?
God.
Another tip right there.
Oh, my God.
Wendy's has some good salad when you smother it in Caesar dressing and Parmesan cheese and croutons.
Yeah, this article is frustrating me.
Swap out the French fries for a salad or fruit if available as your side. Skip the Coke. Drink water or, in my case, unsweet iced tea. This one's funny because I remember my grandma would always do this for herself and get in trouble and argue with people over it. But order a kid's meal. The smaller portions are sometimes healthier and overall just a smaller meal. Check out their soups. If there are any, get broth-based soups. And, of course, the last tip to...
Why am I going to any of these places if I'm ordering soup?
Dude, I don't know. Okay. I'm just giving you some advice on National Fast Food Day, how to eat healthier. The last one, it says, if you must have those fries, share them with someone instead of eating them all on your own.
God, what nerd wrote this? Someone's going to get punched on National Fast. It's National Punch a Listicle Journalist Day.
No, it's National Fast Food Day, so go out and get some. But remember, try to do it a little healthy.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Matt Bearden has officially left the show. No, it's not the fight we're inevitably going to have that's going to force us apart forever. He simply could not stay in the room any longer and had to rush to the bathroom, so we're going to open up the vault door, bring in our number three in this weird motorcycle contraption, whatever those are called, Vespas, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, in this Vespa, the third wheel, the one and only, our producer, Spency, for a segment we call Spintertainment.
Oh, man, I wish Matt was here.
Oh, you got something good for him?
No, not really. Okay. I don't have anything good today.
You just don't like hanging out with me. Can I say one thing, though? Yeah. Earlier today, we were talking about the different personalities in the building and how they all have, like, fans and stalkers.
Yeah.
And Matt and I don't. And you apparently have, like, three.
I have three?
You have three super fans that talk about you, text the station. Hit us up on social media. Not Matt, not myself, not, you know, 14-year veterans of radio, but producer Spinny.
Really?
Yeah, you've got the fans, man. I don't know what you're doing.
I didn't know that. I only heard about one recently.
No, you have three, and now
must be my voice.
They all have to battle it out to find out who's Spinny super fan. Soccer,
how do I find out their info? How do I reach out to them?
Oh, they'll find you. Don't
That's
worry.
The magic of radio.
So what do we got for Spinnertainment today?
Man, I just found a little list here of the top 25 worst actors of all time.
The worst of the worst.
No, I disagree. This looks like it's the contemporary actors. So okay. Actors that are still alive and still performing. Guesses? Who would you, I guess, put in the top three? Your personal least favorite or just worst
not
actors,
least
I guess.
Favorite, but Leonardo DiCaprio and Matthew McConaughey were both pretty clunky bad actors and then turned into absolute cult folk heroes. So I would say they weren't the greatest actors early on, but now they're outstanding,
grown.
And I love them. So they might be on that list.
They are not. Just
Tommy,
to confirm for you.
Tommy Wiseau from The Room.
Yeah.
But, does he even count? Because it's kind of like...
He shouldn't, I guess, but he does. He's actually number one, the worst rated actor.
Oh, spoiler alert. Here. Damn.
Sorry.
All right. Give us the top 10, Spinny.
All right. Coming in. Oh, man. Where'd they all go? Coming in at number 10.
Hollywood.
Do that again.
Here we go.
Do that drummer. Coming in at number 10, worst rated actor, Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. But at least he's got some karate moves.
Yeah. How do you feel about Hayden Christensen being number 9? I know you're Star Wars fan.
No, I'm fine with that. Absolutely.
Complete
that dude
trash.
Is annoying and ruined that entire franchise. Let's be real. The directing, a lot of it ruined it. Yeah, but still, great arc, but bad acting by him.
Now, how do we feel about the Twilight series? Lautner.
Okay, yeah. I was about to... I'll stand for Robert Pattinson. You know,
I will stand up for him.
I did not like the Twilight. It wasn't my vibe, even though Tom York and some of the other artists that did the soundtrack was pretty dope. But no. Robert Pattinson, awesome. Taylor Lautner, no.
How do we feel about Nick Cage? Nicolas Cage.
He's
sort of a mixed bag, right?
Yeah, I was with him a long time
really, good.
Really hating him, and now I've fully come around to loving him.
Yeah.
But not because I think he's great.
It's just that he's eccentric and
bizarre
to watch in interviews, man. He's got the big ass ring somewhere.
No, God.
Oh, you have that?
Yeah.
Number 6 coming in. It's Rob Schneider. You can do it.
There we go.
How did he avoid number 1?
Pauly Shore's coming in at number 5.
That's how he avoided number 1.
Because it gets worse as the list rolls on.
Chuck Norris, number 4.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He was fun, but I get it.
I don't know how my man Eddie Griffin got up here, number 3.
Poor Eddie.
Who is this dude? Alan Bogg?
That's his number 1?
He looks
number
like
two.
Did you ever hear that movie Birdemic?
No.
No, I don't
that's
know why
gotta
they
be
put
like
him up
some
here.
Sci-fi channel.
It's like a Tommy Wiseau type movie, okay. The Room. Tommy Wiseau is number 1. I did spoil this earlier, but that's all I brought. A fun little list.
Well, there we go. That's Spinnertainment.
We did it.
And Matt, since you weren't in here for all of this, I'm going to go ahead and rule that Spinny gets to stay just because there's a good chance that you're going to have to bail on us again.
You did not have to go to the dungeon today. I'm really proud of you for earning your way out of it, Spencer.
Thank you.
It's a good Tuesday for you.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's time for the parent pickup. Should you hand your kid a MasterCard? Sounds to me like a terrible, terrible idea.
Unlimited credit for a kiddo? Sure. What could go wrong?
Well, this is the parent pickup. We scour the internet and find some stuff that might be interesting to you superheroes waiting in the parent pickup line right now. And I got kids. My knee-jerk reaction is no way I'm handing them a credit card, but... what started out as me seeing an ad for a kid's credit card turned into me doing a little more research, found kind of 4 major tenets, and quite a few people who are financial experts say absolutely you should be handing your kid a debit card, not necessarily a credit card.
So there's a fixed amount. It's basically like you're running a bank account for
them. They say it teaches your kids actual money skills. When your kids are adults in, say, 5 or 10 years from now, We don't even use cash right now since COVID. Your kids don't really have a concept, and at least we have a pain that's associated with getting rid of cash from our pockets. But our kids are living in a completely different world where they'll be using apps like Venmo, Zelle, Bill Pay. They'll be using electronic payments for the rest of their lives. And so really, you want to teach them what those numbers sort of mean. So it's the first thing I found. It makes sense to me once I see it on paper. Still a little uncomfortable. It says it helps teach. You can teach kids to budget. There are actually quite a few good debit cards for kids out there. I'm not going to give you the brand names because, well, we're not going to advertise
for
free.
They're not giving us money.
Yeah. But you can look them up easily. Google debit cards for kids. And there's apps that the kids can see and they can actually budget. So you can actually give them money and they can create budgets inside. Like, I want this doll. I want this
Lego
fire truck. Lego for you. Mm-hmm. And they're actually saving toward those goals. And they actually make better. Kids are shown to make better decisions when they're
budgeting
in control
themselves.
Of their own money, yeah. Helps them make stronger connection between work and money. A lot of people are setting up these debit cards where you're automatically funding the card when the kids do chores or achieve certain goals, and then they get the same feeling you get if you have direct deposit or you pick up your check every 2 weeks or every month or whatever, where you go, ah, that feels kind of good. That feels kind of good. And your kid's not having your credit card and your credit card number that they're plugging into things. Your credit card, maybe they can go nutso on Roblox and spend $1,000 before you get an alert.
Or with your Apple account. Yeah.
Right. But if they're established under their own kind of debit thing, they'll get locked out sooner.
They'll notice also when it's going away.
They're finding that if kids have to spend what they know is their own money on in-game purchases, kids make... they're on average spend only about 15% of what they usually would spend on in-game purchases when it's not.
Because they know
money.
It's not coming from the infinite pool of nothingness.
I think one of the things that it really can help with, too, is that most of us were not given any kind of credit cards or debit cards.
Or advice. Or
advice
it's important
when we were
to build
youthful.
Credit, yeah.
And I can't speak for folks who did not go to college, but and that's not me slagging anybody whatsoever. That's just that my life experience was... a bunch of friends and I, we all went to college, and then most of my friends had to drop out after the first year because they, you know, on campus, they're like, do you want a free T-shirt? Sign up for this credit card. And they're like, oh, I get 600.
I get a credit card?
Credit card.
Spend this much?
And they jack it up immediately, start quickly paying, and then the bank goes, oh, we got you. And then they would say, oh, we're going to double your credit. And then the kid would spend up. And, well, by the end of the first year, they were $2,500 in debt and had to basically be like, I don't have money to pay for books and stuff. And would have to take a year off to go get a job, work at the Wendy's, try to make a little money.
And then it's hard to go back to school once you take time off. In college, it is the credit agent. It's a predatory practice. Very much so. I mean, even just the actual student loan program is a POS predatory practice. I got my first credit card at 18, exact same thing, walking on the JUCO campus, signed up in the quad to people giving out a card, and I thought it looked cool because I could pick my own design.
Right.
Got the card, and then, like, within a couple of days was getting telemarketer calls directed to me.
Oh, they sell all that information.
And they're like, do you want Rolling Stone magazine and Playboy? And like, it's only $13.99 a month, but the first month. And so I bought the stupid magazine because you're too scared to say no to someone.
Right.
I was at that point.
Oh, I think a lot of young people are. And suddenly you have this open-ended money that you've never really understood. So once I read through all this, it kind of changes my mind. I guess it makes sense to hook your kid up with one of these debit cards. I would do your due diligence, though. Make sure you research it before you just go handing this one off of these, you know, to your kids. Also,
or get them Bitcoin.
It's also really important to teach your kids at an early age that a debit card, if you're at the strippy, they charge you like $8 to take out 20. So you might as well just take out 100 because otherwise you're going to pay $8 every
again
time you go for another 20.
Again.
So go ahead, teach them that.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
There are some things you're going to forget for your Thanksgiving dinner, according to a recent survey. Over the last couple of weeks, Matt and I have been encouraging you to go do your Thanksgiving shopping because of the supply chain issues. And, of course, the panic buying, which you should have nailed this weekend. Mm-hmm. This week, we're going to get you ahead on the things you might have forgotten. 61% of Americans always forget to buy at least one item for Thanksgiving before the day. They forget it, and then you can't get them because I think even Walmart closes on Thanksgiving now, which it never did before. And you can't always find this stuff at Walgreens or CVS.
Yeah, and these are things that you forget. When you said things you forget, I thought one of them would be like, not to talk about politics with your family.
Do not bring up the vaccination. No, those things come up. Don't bring your new boyfriend home, Spencer. We all know those sort of things. But these are more specific, tangible food and dinner-related items. Okay. The first one kind of surprised me. Cranberries or cranberry sauce?
I think I see that. I could see that.
Yeah. I always see it on the end cap, though. You know, they have the stuffing, the cranberry, the big foil things.
I think it's why people forget it. You know what, though? You do not have to run to a CVS or anything for something like that. If you need cranberry sauce, you go to any one of those can donation boxes outside of a fire department.
You'll find plenty.
For some reason, everybody always dumps those in there.
Hey, man, I made it through college at Texas State by stealing from the canned food donation at my fraternity house. Endless green bean casseroles. Certain spices that you need for things that you usually don't keep on hand. Maybe things
mace.
Like thyme or rosemary. Mace, definitely one of those
mace
weird
is one of those
ones
things
that you rarely use.
I think it goes in pumpkin pie. I always see it on lists, and I'm like, I don't
mace, keep that.
You mean the stuff I spray on someone who's attacking me?
And every time I have a spice like that when I'm reorganizing and cleaning, it's from like 1993. It's something my mom gave me when I moved away, and I just kept it in case.
Do you ever think mace ever has a an inferiority complex? You know, there's just like garlic granules are just flying off the shelf, and poor mace is like
sitting there in the back,
just damn
only
it.
Needed once a year, maybe for a thing. Napkins, paper towels.
Well, now you're an idiot.
Yeah,
I don't know how you forget that.
That's weird. Drinks. Come on, man. We all know we're going to the liquor store Wednesday.
I don't even know who's writing this article, because I will tell you that I have been, like, I've got the wine and the whiskey done weeks ahead of time,
maybe
anxiously looking at them.
Maybe the list means other drinks, like you fruit punch and milk. I don't know. What else do you serve at Thanksgiving besides booze? Pumpkin pie spices. I'm assuming that means mace. They didn't even name mace, just pumpkin pie spices. That's sad. Potatoes, plates, decorations for the table, and possibly candles. Yeah, I don't really know how you decorate a table besides bringing out the fine china. What do you do?
I know how I decorate it.
How? Big-ass turkey.
Not with my big old uncovered chest as I undo my shirt and say, check it out.
Unzip them pants.
Yeah.
This is a big one. A lot of people said they forget the pie crust. You'll get the filling, you'll get all that stuff, all the ingredients, but you forget the easy make pie crust.
I'm sorry, but give me a can of pumpkin pie filling and a spoon, and we're still friends.
You're going to be absolutely fine.
Crust is a bore.
Bonus, get a little bit of that spray whipped cream, you know, the stuff that you can get high off of, and just fill that in. Rolls, cream cheese, and these last two absolutely hit with me because these are things that I have forgot, or one of them you always run out of. Fried onions to top your green bean casserole with. You got to have that. But butter. You buy everything to make a delicious meal. You get home and realize you don't have any butter in the fridge, or you just have very little less. So butter topping the list of things you might forget during Thanksgiving.
Not to insult anyone in this room, but I think that any Thanksgiving dinner that any of the three of us go to, the rolls are there.
Yeah, we're wearing the rolls as we speak. It's absolutely fine.
We have, we did our COVID-15 and then another.
And then another 25 after.
Yeah,
it's been 3 years of COVID weight gain for us. So there you go. The items most likely to be forgot while doing your Thanksgiving shopping. Don't forget to get out there and buy that stuff. And, of course, pick up your booze ahead of time. Are liquor stores closed on Thursday of Thanksgiving?
They better not be.
I don't think they are. I think that's something that stays open.
The pilgrims came here for... They came here for the liquor.
They landed on Plymouth Rock for the booze.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Oh, that painful time of the day when I'm going to have to spin the punishment wheel, Matt.
You got to get punished, baby.
I keep saying punishment wheel, but we forget it's punishment Plinko.
That's right. Every week, CJ brings in a list of items for me to choose either for or against. We have a sports bet we do every Friday. He likes to make fun of the fact that I don't follow all the same sports that he does. Of course, that's because I'm investing my time in a life. And he doesn't have one. So it turns out I've won 3 of these challenges out of the 4 so far, even though he kind of makes me out to be someone who knows nothing about sports. And he now has to take a chip and put it into our giant Plinko board and discover what his punishment's going to be for losing yet again this week.
Correct. And this week's punishment Plinko, which contains 8 slots, has been updated. Here's what this week's wheel features. And before the punishment gets chosen, I'll read some expectations and rules.
It's not a wheel. I'm going to make you...
The Plinko.
You're going
the
to get...
punishment
You're going to get punished Plinko. Twice if you keep calling a wheel, man.
I'm going to have to drop 2 of these chips.
Here's the deal. Punishment wheel is something lame that lots of shows
hack.
Do. Super hack.
Every radio station has a punishment wheel.
Right. We don't have a wheel.
No.
We have the incredibly original and very creative punishment Plinko.
Plinko, which is absolutely what we have. Here's what this week's wheel features. watch Love Actually in its entirety.
Oh, God, that's
you will
brutal.
Need, yeah, no, dude.
That's
you
brutal,
will
dude.
Need to live tweet and share timestamps as proof.
Oh.
That one's going to sit on there through the holidays. Spencer gives you a rope burn for 30 seconds.
Okay.
You have to brush your teeth with a shoe.
Mm.
You got to do a TikTok dance with Emily. Is that really a punishment, though? You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to see myself dancing in any kind of public forum.
Lego walk, no sock. And I added the caveat. I think if we're doing the Lego walk, we got to be blindfolded.
Okay.
It just seems more surprising and painful.
It does.
A spoon full of the spice, which is not actually the spice from Dune, but just you got to come in on air, eat a spoonful of cinnamon as the old internet prank goes and try to talk. Lego walk. This one with socks.
Wait, I don't get it.
There are 2 Lego walks, one without socks, one with socks.
You just want to up the chance that somebody actually has to walk.
Dude, I want someone to get the Lego walk, not me. And then, of course, we have the easy out, which is a $20 charity donation. I've got off pretty easy because I've had a $20 donation to Habitat for Humanity, and then I had to buy us a 6-pack 1 week.
Yeah.
This week, it ups it. So are we ready to see
last Friday, I was supposed to dress as you, but you and I dressed very similarly. So that's why I bought Whataburger for the group. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. He's walking over to the Plinko board now.
$45 worth of Whataburger.
Which, 50.
You paid your toll. Okay.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. He's choosing. It looks like he's going to go around right in the middle. Right in the middle of the big old Plinko board. And there he goes. It's down as a third. It's going to go. It's headed to the right. We're going, oh, it's in the hole.
Lego walk, but with socks.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Lego. You have to wear. Do I get to choose the sock? I want it to be one of those really thin men's hose, like the old men wear in with their business suits. So it's like men's hose.
No, dude, I'm wearing the socks that women in the 80s used to wear for doing calisthenics. You know, the very thick ankle high socks. So there we go.
Scrunchy socks.
We're going to have a blindfolded Lego walk with socks sometime tomorrow.
I love it.
And of course, if you want to suggest a new something we can add to the wheel that's fun and silly and that we can do on camera,
dude,
of course, entertain you.
I got to say,
just Matt and CJ.
Did you come up with it or one of our listeners come up with Watch Love Actually? Because that's brutal.
That was me.
That was brutal.
I was thinking about, again, to bring her up today, our old coworker, Carissa, and
right.
how she loves holiday movies.
Sure.
And I was like, you know what would be funny is that, like, I could see Matt and I both hating having to watch Love Actually.
Absolutely. It's such a terrible, terrible movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to spend 2 hours of my time going through that in any way, shape, or form. And I don't even think I've actually seen it. I just kind of know what happens.
I love that how we know how to torture each other. So eventually all the painful things like walk on Lego will be out of there. And it's just going to be across the bottom in all 8 slots. It'll be Watch Love Actually, watch Bridget Jones Diary, watch Real Housewives. We're just going to torture ourselves with the stuff we don't want to watch.
It's getting worse every week. Punishment Plinko. There we have it.
Matt and CJ.
101X.
Hey, you might finally be able to get that magic vanity plate you wanted for a long
time.
Plates are going up for auction. They do it every once in a while using a third. Well, the state uses a third-party vendor, MyPlates.com, but MyPlates.com is using its own third-party vendor that's called, like, My Proxy or something. I'll give you the exact name here in just a second. Let's hear a little bit from the news, what they got to tell us.
You have trouble remembering the numbers and letters on your license plate. The state is giving you the chance to get plates with only two numbers, if you're willing to, of course, pay for that. It's part of the My Plates program.
Mm-hmm. There are only eight of those small number combos available. There is one combo that's going for really high, but you have choices of other memorable plates to look at here. So the options are on your screen. You have until tomorrow to bid on them through an online auction. Right now, somebody really wants the combination of the number 27. That bid for that plate is now more than $3,000.
Hello. So they have university themed.
That's pretty
number
good.
27.
Could you vocal fry a little more? Yeah, so there we go.
Rare is available currently at $1,500. Fine is available for $650. Scenic, lots of stuff. $360 if you want it for some reason. NOLA, I will say OU is available, as is one kind of strange spelling of Longhorn. And they're not, you know, some of these things are still relatively, I don't want to call them cheap.
Is $69,420 available?
I believe that... what's his name? Elon Musk already bought that one. There is a one that says Hunts, which will probably be pretty popular on somebody's truck. Boom was pretty good if you work in the oil and gas business. Champ is available. Best is available. I will say also Tejanos is available. I just feel like in this state with the way some people act, I feel like you're just begging to get pulled over at that point. And 180, a bunch of little numbers. Custom, the actual word custom. WWWW, I have no idea. My favorite
That's
is...
kind of funny.
It's supposed to be go, but it looks like goo. And I just like goo being out there, which I think is funny. Have you ever had a personalized license plate?
Never, but by some luck of the draw, I don't know if you've ever noticed this or if it's just me.
Did you say luck of the draw?
Draw. There's a lot of CJ license plates.
Really?
Go look. Just go look. But I've had a lot of CJ on my plates before on the Cavalier and the Saturn. But never. No, I would never waste money on something so dumb.
Smile is available. BU if you're a Baylor. Spurs with a Z. You could get that and then wreck the car into a wall. That would probably make you happy as a big Mavs fan. I will say this, and I already looked it up just to check it out and see what was happening. And it turns out quite a few iterations of Matt plus CJ, Matt, little Texas sign, CJ, Matt in CJ. I think it'd be really fun for whatever hoopty we're driving.
Yeah, it's also going to be really fun for whoever gets a Matt and CJ license plate to have that for 7 years for a radio show that lasted 6 months.
Wow, you were really, really, really negative. By the way, I did check it out, and sadly, BOFA is not available currently for a Texas license plate, which is very upsetting.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that, I'm a nerd.
Superhero movies suck. Matt, it looks like you are correct.
Oh, thank you.
Another director has come out criticizing superhero movies, this one being Ridley Scott. He calls superhero movies no effing good and boring as S. In a recent interview with Deadline for the House of Gucci movie, Scott spoke about superhero movies joining the beliefs of previous directors, saying that the scripts are not well done and mostly just about the visual effects. I'm going to have to disagree. Mm. I think in any good Marvel movie, you got a lot of character, not just action. I mean, especially Thor Ragnarok. That was a lot of character, a lot of fun. A lot. It wasn't just fighting and action the whole time.
Or just laugh line character.
Both. You got to know Thor a little more. You got to feel his emotions.
Did you?
Especially in Endgame 1 and 2. You had fat, sad Thor in the latter, and, you know.
Now, tell me, quick question. Was Ridley Scott, did he just fire this off apropos of nothing? Thank you very much. I just got all fancy with my talk speech. Or were they asking him in a press junket, hey, what do you think of these kind of movies?
It looks like he just fired it off, because after he said what I'm about to read, it says he collected himself and then said, sorry, I got off the rail there, but I mean, come on! They're mostly saved by special effects, and that's become boring for everyone who works for special effects if you've got that kind of money. I mean, yeah, I could say that about, of course, a Michael Bay movie or Transformers or something like that, but
right.
It sounds like they're just hating and they're angry because the MCU has dominated the box office over the last few years. But then again, so did the Transformer movies, and those were complete, utter garbage. Here's some more things he had to say about
superhero movies. You're inside the cult of the MCU, so you don't understand. You can't see it the way...
I'm not necessarily inside the cult. I've just enjoyed seeing some of the movies.
No, you're a cult.
If they suck and I don't like it, that's fine. But no, it's not a cult. Hey, sorry, my hot fiance got me into this cult. I ain't going anywhere. He said, almost always the best films are driven by the characters. Yes, and we'll come to superheroes after this if you want, because I'll crush it. I'll effing crush it. They're effing boring as S. Their scripts are not any effing good.
Wow.
He says, I think I've done 3 great scripted superhero movies. One would be Alien with Sigourney Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
I could kind of qualify.
I could see that,
She's not necessarily a superhero, but yeah.
Well, not from a comic book, but there is a hero who is... seems to have kind of almost significant superpowers with her ability to fight over these.
To overcome that insane adversity of the scary.
And it was actually much more scripted. You do see the passion of that character. It's a better movie than the only superhero movie I've ever seen, which is a Superman.
I thought you said you saw like Superman 3 or when they were getting one of the Christopher Reeves one when they were getting bad.
The original Superman.
The very first one? Okay. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad by then, but it got... It got by it. He said Alien with Sigourney Weaver. Another would be effing Gladiator, he says. I don't know if call it a superhero movie.
What is your idea of a superhero?
Well, a hero who has abilities above and beyond a human is capable of.
That's now what a superhero is?
It's a superhero. It's not just a hero.
Okay.
I mean, Gladiator would be a hero movie.
All right.
I mean, so would Alien. And then he said one would be Harrison Ford. They're superhero movies, so why not? Why don't the superhero movies have better stories? I don't know what he's talking about there. He just named Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'll have to do some Google to remember what he directed with him. But
I don't want to sound like a huge ageist, but where is Ridley these days? What age has he hit now?
He's got to be in his 70s.
Yeah, or... Could he possibly be in his 80s?
He might be a little angry. But he did just, you know, House of Gucci is supposed to be a big one. You got Lady Gaga in that. Spoiler alert, she kills her husband in the movie. Yeah. Played by Adam Driver. Ever so dreamy.
Way to ruin that movie.
Yeah, spoiler alert, man. I mean, it is based on a historical event. But yeah, there you go. Superhero movies suck. Matt is right. Once again... this has been your Nerd Report.
Thank you.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Oh, mistakes that can get you fired from your job. 1 in 5 people have made a mistake at work that could have cost them their job. I've made a few of these. Matt, do you have your bell handy?
Yeah, it's down in the cupboard. You need me to get it?
Yeah, I think we might need your bell just because I want you to give it a soft little chime. We've worked together for about 14 years now.
All right.
I just want to know if any of these ring a bell when it comes to me, quite literally.
Real quick, let me test it out.
Okay.
Oh, still works.
There we go. 1 in 5 people say they've made a critical error at work that they could have been fired for, but most didn't lose their job over it. Some said they got in trouble, others their bosses let it slide, and several mentioned their supervisors never found out. What were some of these mistakes that could be a fireable offense? According to a survey at one poll. Here they are. One of the most common mistakes is saying something without realizing your boss is within earshot.
I'm ringing this for when I know that you've done these things.
Or if you have.
We know that you have. I've watched you do it before.
Yeah, one of my most famous ones. Well, I thought one of our bosses was in the bathroom next to me. And so I started talking to my, being like, oh, yeah, get out of there. Let me see some yella. And just like saying real creepy stuff. Yeah. And turns out it was a client.
Yep.
Not good. Not good. Taking their shirt off at work. Just kidding. That's a me thing.
Okay, because yeah, I've seen you do that.
That ain't
going
to get
too.
You fired. 13% have forgotten to mute themselves and said something inappropriate on a work call.
Oof, you ever done that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I have almost done this next thing and had to kind of save it.
Isn't it great that inappropriateness is sort of our brand if you're on air? And so it kind of gets us out of a lot of
trouble.
They're
kind of like, oh, you're just being silly.
Yeah.
Ugh, 8% have failed to hang up or end a Zoom call and said something about a person on the other end.
That guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still there?
Kind of done that before. 15% of us have accidentally hit reply all on an email. Yeah, I've done a few too many reply-alls.
Yeah, I've seen you do it a lot.
Our owner politely asked me to
stop
yeah, doing it.
I saw it.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments was when Trevin, John, myself, and a few others, somewhat corporate person, won a big award, and all the like heads of every market, back when our company used to own like 50 radio stations,
right.
They were like, oh, congrats. And so all of us low-ranking promotional people started replying all to the whole company. And our operations manager finally came out and said, guys, seriously, you got to stop. Didn't get us fired, though. A few other common ones are shopping on the work computer while on the clock.
Wait, what's come on? What's wrong with that?
That's just a good way to pass time.
Especially if you're getting a good bargain, you're showing your superiors that you understand finances.
Yeah, and you can budget your money so they don't have to pay you more. Applying for other jobs while at work. I haven't done this, but I have walked up on several coworkers who regularly update their LinkedIns and resumes while on air.
Question?
Yeah.
You haven't done this? Move on?
Okay. streaming movies or TV shows. I don't want to out Rosa, but, you know, she's got a lot of time to pass
you
up
just
there.
You just kind of did out her, and that's not cool, dude. If there's one person in this building we have to all have to work to protect, it's Rosa.
This was one of my favorites, the infamous radio when Austin personality Tracy Schultz was famous for falling asleep at his desk, and we would always stack stuff on him and take pictures of him, and he would get so mad about that. But yeah, falling asleep at your desk is another one.
It's so good, dude.
These aren't like very crazy ones, but they are, you know, pretty common things that you could get fired for. So try not to do them. And coming up on people behaving badly, Matt, we have a doozy about a fellow radio employee who was fired and went off.
Oh, good, because radio personalities, when they go off, generally do a pretty good job of saying, hey, I quit this bitch. I net ain't setting the mood around here no more.
Well, this dude might have topped her.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Kristen Stewart says she's making a show. It's all about gay ghosts or ghost gays.
Spooky.
I am really trying to figure this one out. I've gone to like 17 different articles trying to get it all worked out. You know who Kristen Stewart is, I'm assuming.
I mean, we were just talking about Twilight earlier.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Now that's not someone that's in her life anymore.
Oh.
Kristen Stewart said she's working on, and this is her words, a gay ghost hunting reality show with a friend.
Okay, so are the ghosts gay? Are they gay?
I can't figure out. Are we getting gay people to hunt ghosts, or are we getting ghost hunters to look for the ghosts of maybe famous gay people?
Okay.
Or are we just saying we're looking for ghosts that never got a chance to come out, who are looking to come out now? There's no specification,
okay,
and I don't know exactly what's happening. And the frustration is palpable. I want to know. I despise ghost hunting shows. Man almighty, do I hate them. They make me livid and angry. Big time.
They're so fake and corny. And you know where these ghosts are all going to be hiding? In the closet.
Now, CJ.
I'm a shock jock.
How old are you?
13.
She wants to have celebrity hosts, and she wants to have celebrity hosts that have a penchant for the supernatural. It's just happening a lot. Demi Lovato has her own show that's like an alien hunting show, apparently, which I don't... I get it. You do a lot of
drugs.
Dude,
we just played Blink 182. It all started right there with
there
Tom
you
DeLonge.
Go. And Kesha has her own show where she's searching for like paranormal activity. So it's not just aliens. It's her and a couple of friends who go out looking for Bigfoot or whatever. But it's Kesha. Have you ever hung out with her? Have you ever met her at a festival or a beard show or anything?
She's cool.
She's very smart, but also she's high. So yeah.
Are ghosts and paranormal shows, is this the new celebrity selling a vodka?
Yes, it's exactly what's happening. The celebrities are like, oh, I want to move into it. So Kristen Stewart says, gay people love pretty things, which is why gay people do not like me or CJ. Gay people love pretty things.
I'm considered a little chubby bear boy.
I know, but we're not exactly... Anyway, so we are aiming for a richness, she said. She said that she's describing it as a paranormal romp in a queer space. Okay. It's a hell of an elevator pitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's enough unanswered
different.
Where you're like, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah. I just thought of a new Matt and CJ bit, the elevator pitch.
Okay.
Where we just have to... TV show, movie, radio idea, whatever. We just have to start writing elevator pitches and doing it.
You want to hear mine real quick?
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay, it's following a young Tom Jefferson and a young Ben Franklin.
Okay.
Before they've created their own country, they're very, very young and they're kind of wealthy, making their names, and they're hugely into partying, obviously, and there's lots and lots of romance in the show, and they get it in solidly every weekend, and the show is called The Pounding Fathers.
Dude, I love it.
And you
that
like
would,
it?
That, I could see that on Adult Swim as a cartoon.
Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Two college brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just like, and people are like, you two, if you don't grow up, you're never going to get anything done with your lives. And they're like, little do you know, I'm going to discover electricity. And we're both going to do it with the help of people that we own.
Has that been in your head before? Did you really just come up with that?
Oh, no, I've been working on it for a while.
Oh, okay, never mind. That's your Comedy Central
thing. I'm not kidding you. I pitched that to Ron Howard in an elevator. More as a joke than real.
Yeah.
I just did it because I thought it would be funny, and he went, oh, that's
okay,
funny.
Okay.
It made me feel pretty good. Anyway, I don't know exactly what Kristen Stewart has in store for all of us. I will say that I am intrigued, because generally, I have no interest in any ghost show whatsoever. Any ghost show that I saw come across The Wire, I wouldn't have picked up on. But I do like that she says there'll be a richness. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that mean, even? What does that mean, a richness in our ghost hunting show? Is it just going to be, like, lavish backgrounds?
No, she's going to make some dough from the dummies that watch this.
Oh, she means she's going to get richer.
Yeah.
Duh. That is smart.
Well,
Way to go, girl.
Is she gay? Are the ghosts gay? I guess we'll have to wait and find out.
Is it on Bravo? I will say this. It was when the story... No, it's going to be on... the new Paramount, that what is it called? Peacock?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on Peacock. Who knows anything about that? And I guess I'll never see it. But and then the new picture came out of her, and man, she's a stunning woman.
Stunning.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
A fellow radio personality was fired last week after they lost their S in epic fashion, leading to the police getting involved. Today's People Behaving Badly involves one of our own brethren, Matt, a radio personality. Fortunately, well, actually, unfortunately, this would be pretty awesome if it happened here in this building, because we've witnessed some good meltdowns in the past, but never quite like this. Program director Vinny M., Don't want to name him.
It was a PD?
Yes, he was an on-air personality and program director, and I believe Pennsylvania program director Vinny M was released from Classy 100 sometime last week, and police were eventually called to escort him out of the building. Marino was allegedly verbally harassing former coworkers on his way out, being destructive of property, and refusing to leave.
Okay.
When he got to his car in full view of state troopers, he proceeded to back into and ram other vehicles in the parking lot.
Hell yeah, go off.
Including station vehicles. Right in front of the state troopers, he then fled the scene, leading the officers on a two-mile chase before finally surrendering to authorities. Vinny faces charges of fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, harassment, disorderly conduct, and accidents involving unattended vehicles, and multiple other traffic violations. So there you go. Vinny got fired and was not having it at all.
Were the cops already there because he was going off or whatever?
Yeah, they were there simply to escort him out of the building. And I guess after he started ramming cars in the parking lot, just backing into him, driving into him, backing, driving. After that, he was promptly chased by the state troopers.
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
It just kind of feel, you know, cathartic maybe. Or, you know, I've been in radio for a while. There's no part of me that does not get it right now. I'm like, yep, I get it. Yep.
Dude, the pandemic, the ice storm, everything else. Yeah. I could see a meltdown being so easy. I couldn't have one, though, because I have too much of my personal property here. But it is going to be a sad day when they fire me, because I'm going to be walking out of the building.
No, it's
going to
be a great day for the rest of us.
Sure. Yeah, whatever. But I'll be walking out of the building down the street carrying my box of hats and costumes. Some of my Star Wars Lego ships.
Couple of swords.
A
vuvuzela.
I forgot about my box of toys that I also have. It'll be a sad day when I get let go. Most people, I think, pack up some paperwork and important things they need. Maybe a stapler they bought themselves. But no, mine are going to be Legos and other sad things. And I can't throw a temper tantrum because I want to keep all that stuff.
It's funny because they're usually like, you know, you'll need to pack box and go. And for you, though, they'll have to say, well, we can wait until a moving company gets here have you escorted out of the building.
Chuck and Brian, the engineers, are going to have to meet me on a Saturday to watch me.
You're going to have to bring in forklifts and dollies and stuff to start taking out the amount of crap you've accumulated.
Dude, I've got so much junk in this building everywhere that it'll probably just have to stay and rot.
You got to get rid of all
when
that.
When this becomes a used car sale.
Have you ever
depot.
Gone off in a big way when quitting any kind of, you ever quit a job?
No, I don't think I've ever. Well, there was the time I told you about where a buddy and I worked at a supermarket and we threw all the rotten fruit into one of the big fans.
That sounds awesome.
So there was that. I worked at a news station when I was younger and ended up reporting them to some agency because they didn't pay me for some hours or something like that. And then I got fired from that. I can't think of any really good just sticking it to the man and quitting after I got fired. Huh. You know?
It sounds like you're not living life, man.
It sounds like I'm just a good model employee that
I think you should go down the hall right
hangs
now.
Hangs on and keeps his job just as much as he possibly can.
I used to say that about myself till about 2 months ago.
Things changed a little.
Yeah, when HR appeared in the hallway for me. That went smoothly.
Yeah, well, hey, you're over here hanging with me.
Yes, I am.
And that's today's People Behaving Badly. A radio man gets let go, proceeds to be chased by state police down the highway. America, America, this is
you. 101X, Matt and CJ.
To win something, we've got a pretty cool pair of concert tickets to give away. 512-835-1015. You do have to play one of the dumb games. Rye Cooter coming to the Continental Club next Saturday. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to mention Rye Cooter. Got some Cosmic Cowboy granddads really excited about that one.
You got me excited.
I know, dude. That would have been a fun one.
But at least the social club stuff.
These are not Rye Cooter tickets. These are something else. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you because usually when we don't tell you what prize we are giving away. It's usually something like candy corn. But today it might be something good. In fact, I'm going to make you guess what we are giving away on the radio. I'm going to read a few descriptions. You're going to guess it. You get it right. You win. You don't. End of the day. Hey, caller. Who's this?
Drew.
Hey, Drew. I'm going to read you four descriptions that could relate to what I'm giving away. You'll have 5 seconds after I'm done. If not, I hang up on you and you don't win and we move on to the next person. Are you ready?
All right.
All right. Here are your descriptions. Not an artist we play on 101X. Kali, the Hindu goddess of everlasting energy. Martin Scorsese. Solace for Satan.
Oh, I have no idea.
2-1. Well, thank you for calling. We still love you. Hey, caller, are you there? Caller, this is you on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Doing very well. We're going to read you some descriptions. After I'm done, you have 5 seconds to try to guess what I'm giving away. You get it right, you win. Here are the roundabout descriptions of what I'm giving away. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Not an artist we play on 101X. Kali, the Hindu goddess of everlasting energy. Martin Scorsese, Solace for Satan.
No idea.
2-1. Caller, are you ready to win some concert tickets?
Solace for Satan.
Yes.
Okay, you just heard in the background the questions. I'll ask you again. 4 questions afterwards. Try to guess. You have 5 seconds to do so. Not an artist we play on 101X. Kali, the Hindu goddess of everlasting energy. Martin Scorsese, Solace for Satan.
Cardi B. Cardi B.
Ooh, so close. Actually meant to say Solace for Satan.
Scorsese.
All right, good. I love people at the radio turned up for this one. Hey, caller, who's this?
Hey, it's Daniel.
All right, Daniel. You're the next to last person I'm going to allow to try this today. Here are your 4 clues as to who this artist we are giving away tickets to is. R.B. Not an artist we play on 101X. Kali, the Hindu goddess of everlasting energy. Martin Scorsese, Solace for Satan. 3.
Is it the second one?
2-1 0.
No, you're not guessing which one. Good answer, though. I liked
it. Our very last person to try this today. Don't worry, you don't win. You don't get through right now. We'll have more chances for this. Here are the clues to the artist. Caller, who's this, by the way? Hello, hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Steph.
Okay, I hope you win because you sound enthusiastic. First and foremost, this is not an artist we play on 101X. Kali, the Hindu goddess of everlasting energy. Martin Scorsese, Solace for Satan. 4-3.
Little Nas X.
Very, very not close at all. Jeez. Matt, can you guess what band I was talking about?
No, not even close.
Okay, not an artist we play on 101X. Kali, the Hindu goddess of everlasting energy, is a giant lip with a tongue hanging out. Martin Scorsese has used one of this artist's songs in 4 of his movies.
Oh, did I accidentally guess this correctly earlier when I was trying to be an a-hole?
Solace for Satan is just a pseudonym for sympathy for the devil.
Oh, right, right,
sympathy
right,
for
right,
the
right.
devil. So, we have Rolling Stones tickets to give away. Very random, very weird, but a huge artist. More chances coming up.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
It's time for Weird or Wired. All things tech, and today it's the Traffic Hawk video system. And I'm very excited because this is not new tech, but it is coming to, well, close to the city of Austin.
Okay.
In fact, it's even made national news, and I am here for it.
What the heck is this Traffic Hawk you speak of?
Well, the Traffic Hawk is actually being purchased by a homeowners association in Leander. Last month, the Crystal Falls Homeowners Association, or HOA, and man, I live to hate Homeowners Association.
Oh, minor fight with my fiance and I this weekend.
Those bastions of bossiness and illiberalism. This one is in Leander. It sent residents a letter announcing that it will install portable traffic hawk camera systems around the neighborhood. Can you take a guess what a traffic hawk camera system is?
Like a Ring camera that is privately owned that takes pictures of speeding cars or something like that?
You nailed it. It has a radar in it, and it takes a picture of your car. And on your car, you have a little something called a license plate. Well, guess what? The streets inside of the neighborhood are actually privately owned. They're patrolled through an agreement with a city, but for the most part, in a neighborhood like this, these master plan communities, the streets are owned by the HOA.
I didn't know that. That's stupid and weird.
And it's awesome because they want to set up traffic hawks. It's actually portable. You don't know where it's going to be. It just sometimes can be in one street, sometimes on another. And if you're caught speeding, guess what? Because you've signed an agreement saying that you will adhere to the bylines of the HOA, they will be sending out fines of $334 for going over the posted speed limits.
No.
And I love it.
God.
I love every bit of it.
Why? Because it gives you something to gaze at on next door and laugh about?
No, it's just sort of like, well, that's going to be really good. Really, really good. But it's sort of like a situation, Chris Fairbanks, great comic, used to have a joke about, why does a dung beetle go, it always smells like poop around me. It's like, you got to be careful for the things that you have asked for. Mm-hmm. Here's my favorite part, is that they interviewed a couple people from the neighborhood, and apoplectic. Mark P., once to hit the brakes on it. He admits speeding is actually a problem in the neighborhood, but he thinks the HOA solution goes too far, issuing fines.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How does it make sense?
Because they don't, well, never mind. They do control the roads.
Yeah. It's something I don't think the HOA should have the ability to do, especially on a public roadway. Ha-ha.
It's not a public roadway.
Another resident, Jamie L., says, I felt blindsided. Says they had no input on the measure, and they're saying, hey, our dues that we pay to live here are going into this. They said there are other ways to control, putting in speed humps or whatever.
Yeah, I like that idea.
If you're not speeding in the neighborhood, how does this pose a problem for you?
Because it's dumb.
Dumb how? It doesn't affect you.
Sometimes you got to speed a little bit. Sometimes you got to go faster.
People have reached out to the HOA.
Traffic are different.
Saying, complaining to the HOA, saying something must be done about the constant speeding in our neighborhood.
They don't have the constitutional power.
So
taxation is theft.
They literally do. People signed up for this. This is why it's
so that's what you get.
Good. And my nipples are hard on this thing. Oh my God. Usually on a tech like this that's overreach, I would say it's weird. But the fact that people essentially kind of asked for it and now are like, but wait, if I speed, I should still be allowed to speed. I shouldn't have to pay for it. It's wired, baby.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
The critics are wrong. Turns out I'm quite the catch after all, and I actually have some empirical evidence to present to support my case.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, there's been often jokes anytime I'm dating someone about how I'm childish. Mm-hmm. I like to collect things like Legos and swords. Immature, bad with money, a philanderer, a drunk, so much more. Not a good person to be in a relationship with at all. Turns out I'm actually probably the best person to be in a relationship with because after this weekend, now my third ex-girlfriend, congratulations, has married the person they started dating immediately after me.
Oh, and they say that that's a good sign?
That's three in the last decade, and I'm going to say, yes, that is a good sign.
You said it was empirical evidence. There's like a, is there a study that means that, like, because it sounds like...
My peers are still reviewing it right now.
It sounds like you're a great person to get out of a relationship with.
No, I'm kind of like trade school or college. I get you ready for your career. It's basically that.
Wouldn't it be better to be in the relationship with the person that you end up marrying? Don't you think that your ex-girlfriends are better off to be with the people they ended up marrying?
Sure. I mean, maybe.
Because you just said, I'm the best person to be in a relationship with.
Yeah, I am. Because if you want to get married, start with me. Sow your wild oats. And then look at that. You're off marrying some boring Johnny. There you go.
Boring.
Yeah, it's a dude that
a little hint of envy.
Talk about mortgages and family planning and all that fun stuff.
That's me.
Yippee. Okay. Yeah. So there you have it. All the skeptics are wrong. I'm pretty
always
damn awesome.
A bridesmaid, never a bride.
Precisely in this case.
Yeah. So you're not hurt or bothered at all by this young woman marrying?
No, not at all. It's been long enough out of the relationship to where it's not like, ouch. It's fine. It's
write
just,
a name down.
It's just that is the third person I've dated in the last 10 years that, and I don't mean like.
CJ,
I don't mean
in that
like,
10 years, your shotgun approach to dating means you're going to have plenty of people in the last decade who have eventually gotten married.
These were longer term. They were people I dated for a while. They were also people who married the person they met within about a month to possibly weeks to possibly during while we were together. So, you know, it
have I met any
quickly.
Of these three women?
Yeah, I think you've met all of them.
Yeah, I think so. I think I have, maybe.
So there you have it. I am quite the catch because I set you up for success in life.
I'm really, really proud of you.
Thank you.
And for the work that you're doing for our community.
Yes, yes. We have to have a nice, civilized, happy society of boring wed couples going out and producing babies and living in the suburbs. And those women would never get there if they didn't have, you know, someone like me driving an IROC Z, white T-shirt, marbles rolled up in my sleeve, listening to, you know, something cool.
So, you and your fiance are planning on getting married?
Maybe, yes.
As soon as you break up? Is that how the plan works?
I guess so, yeah.
As soon as she moves on, that was the plan, and then she gets married?
Yeah.
Oh, I like how you, I actually like this. See? And then you get, hey, they get married, I stay the same single.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
That's going to bring us closer to the end than we had really hoped to be at this
that.
Point.
I know. I wanted to hang out longer.
Well, you can't. I need some advice from you. And
sure.
I'm trying to put
it.
Together a trip in December. And I want to go somewhere.
Oh, you want some of that LSD a listener brought me? Sure. I'll bring it to you to work tomorrow. No problem.
One of us on the show is an irresponsible, ne'er-do-well druggie.
The other is CJ Morgan. Okay, so you're going on a trip in December and you'd like some advice. Let me help you.
You ever been to Laredo?
When I was younger, yeah. I think for a soccer tournament or
ever
something.
Been to Rio Grande City?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I just want to go find a place that's really off the map. I just need like one day to decompress, put my feet up, maybe have a bourbon, and then I'll head on back.
You're not talking like you and the family or anything
no,
like that?
Oh, no. The family will be in school. I am planning one day to just get away and kind of make an assessment of my year. I kind of like to do it on occasion. Make an assessment of my year, where I am, take some notes, get ready for the next year, that kind of stuff. And kind of decompress, get rid of all the anger from the year before the kids get out of school, wife gets out of school, all that stuff. And then suddenly it's holiday time and you have to be... You know, you got to be rad dad, and sometimes it's hard to be because you start to get cranky.
I always like Alpine.
It's too far.
Too far of a drive? You don't want to do 8 hours?
Well, I'm also going there in 3 days.
Okay.
So I'm
not that's a bit much.
Yeah, usually I would, you know, usually where I go to disappear a lot is Fort Worth. I've got a couple of places I disappear there. Dallas.
I hear Beeville has some really nice like Airbnbs and stuff that's on water.
Gotcha.
Probably not a lot to do outside of just sitting around staring at the stars and whatnot.
I like some little history, and I love old border towns. I've actually been looking at one place, but it doesn't seem like it's open right now, I think because of COVID, down in a little place called Rio Grande City, which is off the beaten path. And, you know, just good places where you can put up your boots, maybe read a little book. Don't think about anything.
Yeah.
Especially a town that size. I think Rio Grande City is maybe 9,000 people, 10,000 people.
I've always wanted to do, we brought this up during when we were, in October, we were doing Haunted Austin, some haunted spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, is it Goliad where there's the haunted hotel that used to be a mission where it wasn't where the massacre
it isn't Goliad.
Occurred,
and you know
but I think Goliad's supposed to be like a cool kind of like,
yeah,
cosmic cowboy place to go if you're a Texan fan. I don't know.
No, that's not
Maybe
true.
That term
but
wrong.
That's actually where my a lot of my family came from before their wealth was stolen. And maybe I should go and check out the grave sites and stuff of all of my immigrant family that's down there from the early 1800s.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Let's see how far of a drive Goliad is. 2 hours. 2 hours, 21 minutes. That
yeah, no,
fits within your
exactly where it is.
Realm.
It's a little different than, but I, you know, I like a little history, and that could be great there at the Presidio. That you know what, that might be the answer. You might,
yeah,
you
it's
might
right on
something.
A river too. There's a lot of there's more than just staying in an Airbnb to do there. So that would be pretty.
Sometimes
cool.
I don't even stay in an Airbnb. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I'll just pull into a Walmart and sleep in my truck.
Okay, that seems.
It's not really, you know, fancy. These are our inward mind journeys. You
yeah,
get to listen to some good music, do some thinking on the road, get somewhere, have a cocktail. Usually you'll strike up a conversation with a stranger or two, which is nice.
You're also close to Victoria, where statistically speaking, 1 in 5 Austin exotic dancers are from.
Oh,
yeah.
That could be great. Maybe I could go scout for the home team.
Yeah. get some new recruits.
Yeah. Who's advertising with us? Red Rose? I'll go ask them.
Okay,
like, hey, give me some
perfect.
Cards. I'll see what I can find for you guys.
Yeah, dude, Goliad. That sounds like a good one. I've always wanted to do that trip. Or you could just do what I'm doing and go to Amarillo for a weekend.
No.
Okay. Well, never mind.
No, it doesn't sound good.
More Just Matt and CJ tomorrow. Stone's tickets to give away, Matt recommends, and my punishment.
Yeah, and if you have a suggestion of a place I should go for a day or two in December to clear my mind, hit us up, Just Matt and CJ, all across the socials.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.